Heads, and welcome to another edition of Spider-Man, the animated series podcast. I'm your host, Alex Robson, and with me, as always, is my co-host, my brother, comic book artist and writer, and all-around friendly neighborhood guy. It's Mr. Will Robson. Say hello, Will.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, buddy?
I'm right, just working on my Casey Jones one-shot for IDW.
You better watch your speed.
That's right. Throwback.
Well, that quick segue, I mean, now we're doing these episodes weekly, or at least we're still on track to doing them weekly, and we talk about Art Life. I'm not sure you have too much to update us on, but do you have anything on Art Life you can update us on?
I'm nearly done with 6 pages.
Okay.
Out of 18, so that's one third of the way there.
Well, that's not bad. That's pretty good.
That's it.
That's it. That's the Art Life. It's a quick episode. Anything on the horizon? Anything you're doing for fun on the side that you can? You probably can't talk about any of that shit, though, can you?
What do you mean?
Well, like all the stuff that you're working on the side, you can't talk about any of that stuff.
What, like the book that I sold? No.
Yeah, like the story that you sold and stuff. No, you
that's not going to be out until 2024. So no.
Y'all got a long time to wait.
I know DC wants me to contact them when I'm done with this, so hopefully they got something for me.
That's true. Well, I suppose what we could talk about instead of the Art Life is we just launched a new podcast, as we are creators, and Art Life is all about creation and what you're doing. We've just launched Batman, the animated series podcast, just in time for the 30th anniversary of that show. So that is available on the Spider-Man stream, the first episode that you're listening to us on now, as well as, obviously, it's got its own stream. So go look up Batman, the animated series podcast, and give us a listen. It would be awesome. Our first episode is just a retrospective look about all the things that we love about the show and what we plan to do for the show going forward.
And what is the Twitter tag?
Well, every other tag on the interwebs is at Batman TAS pod. But sadly, someone on Twitter who has 2 followers and hasn't done anything with it has that tag, so I had to do Batman TAS pod the number one.
Because it's the number one podcast about Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, baby.
And soon to be the number one podcast in general.
Yeah, ever. It's going to be so good. Yeah. So yeah, go check that out. Appreciate you guys listening. We will obviously continue with Spider-Man. Our plan is to do an episode a week because there is now 18 weeks left in this year and there's 18 episodes of Spider-Man left for us to review. So we plan to keep on track with that. And then in the new year, hop over and start doing Batman. Now, of course, if we end up like getting Christopher Daniel Barnes on the show or somebody from the show that we want to interview, then of course we'll keep on doing the show. But for the most part, if you want to listen to us once we are done with this show, you can check us out on Batman, where we'll continue reviewing episodes and hopefully having guests of that show come on and all sorts of great stuff. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. All right.
Bunch of cool guys doing cool things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be confident. Yeah, I'm cool.
I'm a cool guy.
I drink cloudy lemonade. I'm a cool guy.
Yeah. We were in the popular group in high school. We're cool.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. All right, let's do it. Kingpin and Smythe, shall we?
Yes, Smythe. Oh, not many left to do, Smythe. Oh.
You've botched another important operation, Smythe. You'll do as you are told.
My name is Alistair Smythe.
It seems the new Alistair is just as disappointing as the old.
A crime lord known as the Kingpin.
As you should know, Smythe, in spite of my size, I have the agility of a cat. It is time for me to cut my losses and make a change.
No! Excuse me. Sorry. It's the Cloudy Lemonade. All right. Here we go. So
this episode is brought to you by Cloudy Lemonade, the worst version of lemonade on the stand.
My favorite. All right. Kingpin and Smythe. So this scenario has been written in by Harvey Lee Adamson. Yeah. Harvey Lee Adamson.
Sounds like a founding father.
It does.
There he was, Harvey Lee Adamson.
Landing on Plymouth Rock.
There's multiple slaves that no one talks about anymore.
Him and Ben Franklin used to kick it all the time. All right.
Sleep with French prostitutes and cheat on their wives.
So Harvey Lee Anderson has written in saying, during an experiment gone wrong, Smythe accidentally impregnates Kingpin and they decide to keep it. I love this one so much. It's basically that movie Junior, right? With Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
I've never seen that movie.
Neither have I, but I know of it. I just see the poster with Arnie, like with a pregnant Benny, like a belly looking real shocked as he's looking at the camera. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, the idea...
Smythe, I've been so fucking full recently. I feel like I'm eating for two.
So you usually eat for about seven.
What's going on? Ever since you gave me that Prometheum X cocktail at my birthday party, I've been feeling a bit strange.
Well, I've been meaning to tell you about that, sir. I thought it was...
Hang on, I'm just going to eat another chicken wing.
Do you have any cravings, sir?
Yes.
For anything in particular?
Crime. Crime sandwich. Crime dog. Crime okay. Burger.
All right, time to come clean. It's coming clean time. That Prometheum X cocktail accidentally was replaced with my semen.
I thought it was through science.
Yeah, well, it is. It's through science. So I
spunked Prometheum S.
I spunked in a cup.
Very scientific so far, Smythe.
I swelled it up with a little stick and then put it in a cocktail and somehow, I think you have a baby inside of you, sir.
A baby? I am going to be a mummy, Smythe.
Yes, our baby, sir.
No wonder I'm getting so fat recently. Oh, my God.
I don't think that's the reason.
So I've been pregnant for the past 20 years. Is that what you're telling me?
No, we're semantics. We'll get past that. You're due...
Oh, Smythe! I thought it was a poo coming on, Smythe. I think it's coming!
It's due right now! Oh, my God, it's coming! Oh, it's coming! It's coming!
Smythe, it was just a poo.
Oh, it's a false alarm. Remember, your water will break and it will pour out of your... I don't know.
My cravat.
My cravat!
Smythe, my cravat is dripping!
Oh my God! It's coming! It's coming!
I can only imagine that this baby is going to be the most ugliest baby in the world.
No, the fattest baby in the world.
With a mullet.
Yeah.
With just, and not even like bald on top and then mullet on the back. Right? Like it's going to be a number.
Oh, Smythe, he's beautiful. Get our little baby boy. He looks like an Easter egg with a wig on it.
What should we call him, sir?
Well, let's see. My name is the Kingpin. Your name is Alistair Smythe. So,
let's not go to
Baby Kingpin. Kingpin Jr.
Where's my name coming? Never mind.
It's
okay.
Kingpin. Alistair has an I in it somewhere. So the I in Kingpin Jr. is after you.
Okay, okay.
Because it took you and I to make.
I like that, sir. Okay.
With your wonderful magic of stirring around a bit of cum in a cup, I am now a proud mummy of a baby.
I did do that, sir. That was me. I did that.
You're a scientific wizard.
Okay, so we've got our little baby. I built him a stroller, but it's made out of a hover chair. So look how adorable.
That is the cutest thing I've ever seen. I want you to go down to the shops and I'm going to have someone follow you around and take pictures for you and I'm going to keep it in a little folder that I will cherish for the rest of my life.
Oh, I can see the baby being wrapped up in a little purple cravat as his blanket.
Oh my God, that's adorable! Of course he'd be wrapped up in the cravat.
Oh my God, little baby crime, like cuddling with him.
Yes, bring back baby crime. Baby crime, come here.
That's a throwback, baby crime. We haven't talked about baby crime in ages. Just one. I mean, we did skip through the birth, which, let's be honest, would be an absolute disaster. I mean, Kingpin's not just going to pop it out. It's going to be a
Hey, I'm dilating, Spite.
I want to have a water birth, Spite. So we don't have a tub big enough. I'm sorry. We need a hot tub. Oh, God, I don't want to think about the birth because I just had a mental image and it was the most disgusting.
It came out the tip of my penis.
I'm grounding. I'm grounding.
You, look what you've done to me. Oh, my God. You've ruined me forever.
The kingpin has a crown.
Came out the pin of my king, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, and I can see him, like, with little baby Kingpin bouncing him on his knee as he's like, this is my crime computer and this is my... I watched the entire world.
His first word is crime. Oh yes, little Kingpin Jr. It is crime.
Oh God, that's brilliant. I love that so much. I think that's the Kingpin and Smythe for the books. That's definitely one of my favorite ones. When I read that, I was like, that's amazing.
I love little Kingpin Jr. wrapped in the purple cravat. That's so cute.
What was the first word?
And just this giant man holding this like little football in like a rocking chair, just telling it all about like, and did you know that we hate Spider-Man? Yes, we do. And
you came out of my willy. Oh, God.
For some reason, I'm from the Bronx, but this is my natural accent. Yes, Keith.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, if you enjoy this podcast, please be sure to come visit us on Instagram and Twitter by keyword searching Spider-Man TAS Pod, where you can get up-to-date news and message us your Kingpin and Smythe scenarios there. Also, be sure to rate, comment, and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts, as it helps us wall crawl up the charts and attract both new listeners and guests. And finally, you can follow Will on his social media pages, see his artwork, stay up-to-date on what he's working on now, and get a glimpse into the workday of a comic book artist and a lighter. Will, where can our listeners find you?
Anywhere at Robson INK on the internet. That's my handle, the same handle for everything.
You're goddamn right. I also have the same handle for everything at Chef Alex Robson. If you want to check me out on any of the social medias or YouTube, where I do a cooking show and I make fictional characters' favorite foods or movie promotional tie-in dishes. So yeah, go check that out there.
Well, you haven't made one in a while.
I've been busy, and also I am after depressed. This. Oh, God, that was a shocker. And after this podcast, I am speaking with a company about potentially doing a collaboration.
Oh, yes, I forgot all about that. That's well done, baby Smythe.
Thank you, Smythe. So that's kind of why I've been a little quiet, because I've been doing some stuff in the background. All right, so we get into some news before we go on to review this episode.
Yes.
The first bit of news is, you know how there's this Alfred Pennyworth TV show, right? That's out. Do you know about this show?
Vaguely.
Okay, there's three seasons of it, and they've just announced a fourth. It's called Pennyworth. That's the name of it. And
what was it, Young Adventures of Alfred or something like that?
That's exactly what it is. But they've recently added to the title of the show because people didn't know that Pennyworth was the surname of Alfred, which is understandable. You know, unless you're a big fan, you don't really know Alfred's surname. Mm-hmm. So this is what the geniuses at Warner Brothers has come up with. Pennyworth, semicolon, the origin of Batman's butler. That is the name of the show.
It makes sense, though, right? Like if no one knows that this is connected to Batman, you've got to fit Batman in the title, right?
I guess.
I'm sure a lot of people don't even know, like, Alfred's name, right? I bet they're like, oh, yeah, the butler guy.
This is sad. It's just so boring and, like, bland and just throwaway. And also, the origin of Batman's butler doesn't make me want to watch the show anymore, because it... Of all the origin stories in the Batman universe.
Is he like training like Bruce, but it's like, this is the best like formula for the best way to like polish a tin table. Like, and like all this other stuff. Like, he like, go, like goes to the like, limit. Oh, it'd be fun actually. Like Alfred and like Butler Hogwarts, like learning like all the different potions for the best cleaning.
Butler Hogwarts. Like, I was about to call it butt warts, but
butt warts. That's the name of the show. Butt warts, the origin of Batman's butler.
Oh, I'd watch it. That sounds fun. Learning new cooking techniques and phrases.
Welcome to butt warts. Da dee da dee da dee da dee da.
10 points to the Jeeves house.
Very good.
Thanks. This is coming together nicely.
I don't know the answer to that. Why doesn't somebody ask Jeeves?
He says that joke every year. All the teachers are like, oh,
this is the teacher named Jeeves. Like, could you kindly fuck off with that joke, please?
That would be amazing. And then there's like the Slytherin house would be like the Michael Caine house. You know, they're just like a bunch of like, fucking you looking at what?
Yes, put all the commoners in their own fucking house. The bad house, yes.
My bed's the size of a tangerine. I'd like to form a complaint.
So in the show, is he like the military doctor or whatever?
Yeah, so they had that whole thing and like he was part of the SAS. And there's this one dude that I've only seen some stills of who's like blue and he's got a bunch of tubes coming out of him. And I'm like, is that like a Bane ode or something? Nope, he just drank some poison and then he turned into this blue dude that has tubes coming out of him. I was like, that's the origin of this dude? Like, it's so weird. Wait,
there's supervillains in this show?
There are supervillains in this show. It's really weird. And they made up supervillains. Kind of like what they did with Gotham with like Fish Mooney. They like made up some villains as well. It's a weird show. I don't know what the fuck they're doing at Warner Brothers. Canceling everything that potentially has merit and keeping things like Pennyworth and adding the origin of Batman's butler to make it worthwhile.
No comment, as they sometimes keep the lights on around here for me.
I suppose so. Next bit of news. The Rings of Power, the new Lord of the Rings show, which has come out, has received quite a few negative reviews. However, those negative reviews have been removed from IMDb. Because
it's owned by the same company, right?
It's owned by Amazon. IMDb is owned by... That's kind of messed up, man. That's some shady shit going on there.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the show is that good. And I was looking for reviews being like, do I feel like this? There's no way I'm the only one who feels like this. And there are very limited negative reviews out there. So they're being deleted.
Oh, well, I'm not watching the show. And then, I love Lord of the Rings. I saw the trailer and I decided, you know what? I don't think I'm going to like that. So I'm just choosing not to see it.
Yeah, that's fair. I kind of wish I didn't. But anyway, I have. Then the next bit of news is DC Fandome 2022 has been canceled.
Is it still called Fandome?
It is, even though it's in a virtual dome. But,
oh, okay. So there is a dome involved. Okay.
Yeah, it's a virtual dome because it's always been online, this event.
A superstitious cowardly dome.
That was such a deep cut. The DC Fandome 2022 has been cancelled. What a surprise.
Yes, I won't be appearing there this year. That's true. They had to cancel because I can't make it.
I'm actually not surprised it has been cancelled because what have they got coming? They're like, hey, the only two properties that we've got left, one of them has an absolute nutcase that we're hoping people will forget about that plays the main character. And the other one we've just killed for a $20 million profit.
They can have Dwayne The Rock Johnson come out and chuck tequila bottles at people and shit.
Drink it now. Oh, man. Do you remember when I sent you that picture?
Hey, who wants to watch me catch a fish and then throw it back in the water?
Is that what he did?
That's all he does on social media. He just catches fish that he owns and chucks it back in and then throws up the what's it called? Name.
Mana, is that it?
Is it Mana?
I don't know. But yeah,
two white guys try to figure out Samoan handshakes.
But remember that picture I sent you of him taking a selfie with the cardboard cutout of Black Adam, which is of him? God, that was a low point for me when I saw him doing that. I was like,
hero.
He was my hero. I used to idolize that dude. And I saw him taking a picture, a selfie with his own cardboard cutout, which was shorter than him as well. And smiling like he's taking a picture with a celebrity. I was like, this is a low point, dude. What are you doing? Okay.
Future president of the United States.
Probably. Yeah.
Johnson.
Yep, probably. She-Hulk twerked and the incels lost their minds.
I'm really enjoying that show. It's making me laugh and I'm having a good time.
I don't hate it.
I didn't realize. You know what's funny? The whoever that celebrity was that I thought it was made up for the Marvel Universe. Apparently, it's a real person. Shows how out of touch I am.
I thought it was Cardi B, but I haven't actually looked this up, so I might.
No,
be...
it's an actual like person, like singer or whatever.
Yeah, Cardi B's an actual.
Yes, singer. I know Cardi B's an actual fucking singer.
But it's not her, is what you
no,
said.
No, it's whoever it is a cameo themselves. Like it's a real person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mooj, the Boogie Dooge, whatever her name is.
Yeah, that's not it at all. But Megan Thee Stallion. Wow,
Megan
so
Thee Stallion. Yeah, it's a real person.
Oh, I thought that was a made up name. Okay.
No, it's a real person. Because that's what I thought as well. I was like, that's such a strange name. It doesn't seem like it's real. I bet there's so many people laughing at us right now. They're like, that's a really famous person.
Yes.
You fucking idiot.
Yes.
I still listen to The Grateful Dead. Most of them are dead.
Hey man, like my girlfriend's pretty cleared up on all sorts of modern stuff, especially when it comes to music, and she didn't know who Megan Thee Stallion was, so that makes me feel
I think she
better.
Might be a part of the TikTok generation.
Oh, I see.
As a 32-year-old man, I am not part of that generation.
Okay. Well, I don't hate it. I think the show's got its decent qualities, and I've been watching it and I've been enjoying it. I'm certainly not going to go online and flip out because one character is twerking with another. There's been so much backlash over a stupid cutscene like in the post credits. I'm like, why the fuck are people flipping out over this?
Why are they obsessed that she's twerking?
I don't know. If you're one of those people that did that, seriously, like, I kind of don't want you to listen to this podcast and like be associated at all with you. Like, go away, because I hate that shit. Just, it's so lame. Why does it matter to you? Why do you care? Why are you freaking out? It's just a fun little bit. Anyway.
It fits the character.
I got hot there. Sorry. I'm like fucking got to calm down.
I saw the behind the scenes pictures of how they did it. Like, I guess when she's Hulk, like she has to stand like on her own like big platform next to people.
Right.
I guess it probably so it matches up the eye line, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah. They kind of did that with Thanos, although he had like a tennis ball most of the time, like on a pole. Yeah. Above his head. So I don't mind the show at all. I'm looking forward to keep on watching. I'm not crazy about it, but I also don't hate it. And I think it's better than most other Marvel shows out there, to be honest. So keep it up. Next bit of news. Henry Cavill becomes the front runner for the fan favorite to play James Bond. He is officially...
That rumor's been going around for a long time.
It has been going around that he's one of the contenders, but as far as like a huge fan, like support for one person, he has received like the majority of the vote from a ton of fans. I think it would be all right. I'm not like, again, I'm not crazy about it, but I would like to see
it. I think it's a fine choice.
Yeah, do you think he would? He's kind of done playing Superman now, so it would probably be the best time for him.
He's coming to the right age to be a James Bond. He's a very handsome man.
Yeah,
I know he can be funny and witty and like do the charm. Like, you know, I think in Man from U.N.C.L.E., it was kind of like even though he played an American, it was a bit of a look at me. I could be a secret agent, like spy, and all that. And I think he did a good job, and I could see it. You know, you are obviously the major James Bond fan. I just am a casual watcher of the franchise. Him being James Bond, I think is fine. What does a mega fan like yourself think?
I agree with you. I think Man from U.N.C.L.E. was his best tryout for Bond in a way. Like, there's that one scene where he's pointing like a silenced pistol. And he's in a suit and they're like shadowed all over him, but his eyes are highlighted. And I was like, oh, that looks like Bond. Like, he really kind of embodies the Ian Fleming idea of Bond, like the original kind of look, I think, which kind of looks like Archer as well. You know, that show Archer, like that looks mm-hmm. like the original James Bond as well. So I think
just look at the Dynamite books for reference for that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that could work with him. I think that if they use him, I would love to see him in the 50s. I think he kind of looks like he belongs, just like in Man from U.N.C.L.E., you know, that was based in like the 60s. I think him being in a different time period would work in his favor.
Matthew Weiner to do it, the guy from Made Batman. That'd be fun.
Is his name Weiner? Is that his last name?
Yeah, Matthew Weiner.
Okay.
anytime his name comes up, because me and my wife rewatching Batman, we both go, Weiner, Weiner.
So yeah, I wouldn't hate it. I think, you know, he was second choice behind Daniel Craig when they were doing Casino.
How old was he then?
He was young. He was like in his late 20s, I think. Yeah, I believe he's in his early 40s now. So yeah, he could be good.
Daniel Craig is 97.
Yeah, he does look a bit
old. I played James Bond.
I watched Casino Royale, and then
you booked yourself, Mr. Bond.
I watched Casino Royale, and then I saw him in like an interview on my Facebook feed, and I was like, oh, I mean, obviously that was like almost 20 years ago they did that movie, so it's quite a difference. But yeah, like I was like, oh yeah, you look great then. A little too saggy now, I think, for the role of Bond.
Was he an alcoholic?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I know he smoked cigarettes, and yeah, he would enjoy.
Oh, that's it, right? He smokes like 3 packs a day or something ridiculous.
I don't know if it's that number, but I know he smokes.
Well, look at the guy. He's doing something wrong.
I don't know if he smokes anymore. He used to. Before Bond, he would smoke and he would drink a lot with his mates. Like the average guy that lived in London, basically, like going out for a couple pints, have a couple
Mr.
cigs.
Bond, we need you for this mission. I can't, Em. I'm going out and getting drunk with my mates. We're getting fucking arseholed and taking shotguns.
We're going to the Duke's Head.
We're going to the Duke's Head, and I'm going to do jello shots off the tits of the first woman I see. I don't care if that's not appropriate for today's audience.
As he walks out. All right. Swiftly moving on before we go even further than we've already gone.
Who wants to do a line off of all Bond?
No! Oh, God. I call that. Oh, my God. Wait. He's like, how many grams of Blofeld do you have?
Oh, I love it. He goes into the toilet and he sneakily like takes out a gadget that actually just like, you know, it looks like a pen, but it has cocaine in it. So he can like quickly do some drugs in the bathroom without the guard noticing.
He's humming his theme tune. No, 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 no. Oh, God, that's amazing.
Q, I'm shit-faced.
Q, I've had too many downers. I need an upper. Oh, God, that's amazing. send in C for coke.
That dealer's just C. I do like Blofeld, though.
Yeah, Blofeld's great. How many lines do you want to do, Mr. Bond?
Jaws is just in the corner, fucking arsehole, like, smiling away. Like,
this has gone so far.
He's high as shit.
I can't believe we're talking about James Bond doing coke. When I put that segment in, I was like, yeah, we'll talk about Henry Cavill, and then we'll move on. I just, oh, it's funny, but this show sometimes goes to weird places. Okay, next bit of news. And the final bit of news today, Spider-Man related. Spider-Man No Way Home is now back in cinemas.
Wow.
They have re-released it because there are additional scenes that have added. I think it's like 15 or 18 minutes of additional scenes. I've seen quite a few of these additional scenes that have been added. Nothing that adds any major bit. The only thing that is fun that's an extra scene is there's more Matt Murdock with Happy, as they're like talking about the case and like everything else.
Oh yeah.
And their exchange is quite funny, especially because Jon Favreau was in the Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck as like,
as Happy, wasn't he?
Happy. No.
As Foggy, I mean.
Foggy. Yeah. Very close. It sounds like he's going to play the fucking like seven dwarfs in like all versions. This one I was Foggy and this one I was Happy. Next one I'm going to be Sad.
And in Mandalorian, I play Chunky.
Anyway, yeah, there's some extra scenes, but it's made another 6 million at the box office over the weekend just from being re-released.
Sorry, so, I swagged my mic if anybody heard.
Fuck's sakes. This is ridiculous. Professionalism.
Look, you, sip down your fucking cloudy lemonade with Fizzy so you can burp all over this podcast.
I know, I've been holding in burps this whole time.
I can tell you're always like, anyway, so this bit of the news. And you're like, your video's like,
Why did I choose a carbonated drink before I did a podcast? Such
you should have had a nice ice cold green tea, my boy.
I'm losing weight as I take another sip.
I hope so, because if it goes the other way, I'll be dead soon.
All right, let's move on to our episode review before he dies.
How do you know about stuff like this?
Hey, who do I look like? The Tick? My spider sense is going bonkers. I'm not sure I understand it all myself, but here's what I know.
Are you ready?
Go for it!
You're here amongst friends. What's that in your hand?
It's some kind of recording device, I found.
I can't believe this. How could they get it so wrong?
Now there's nowhere Spider-Man can run. At last, he'll get what he deserves.
Thanks, Aunt May. I needed that.
This is something you have trouble remembering?
Hey, I hear that kind of thing 2-3 times a week.
Face it, Tiger. You just hit the jackpot.
This week's episode is titled The Vampire Queen, which came out on May 17th, 1997. Written by Meg McLaughlin, starring Christopher Daniel Barnes as Peter Parker and Spider-Man, Jennifer Hale as Felicia Hardy, the Black Cat, Liz Georges as Deborah Whitman, Patrick Labyoteau as Flash Thompson, Gary Imhoff as Harry Osborn, Nichelle Nichols as Miriam, J.D. Hall as Blade, Nick Jameson as Morbius, Don Jean Reed as Clay Marks, Roscoe Lee Brown as Kingpin Wilson Fisk, Dawn Lewis as Detective Terry Lee, and Oliver Murhead as Whistler. An honorable mention for Nichelle Nichols, who plays Blade's mum, Miriam. She is Uhura on Star Trek. And as we know...
Say that again?
Uhura.
Okay, I thought you just went, Uhura.
Like in Sopranos?
He
was and Uhura.
Famous role on Star Trek, Uhura.
She was a whoa, Tony.
She's a whoa, Tony. She's my favorite fucking character in Star Trek, okay?
And as we know, John Semper is a massive Trekkie and would always try and find opportunities to bring Star Trek alumni
Didn't
onto the show.
Did she just die?
Sadly, she did. That was my next bit of news.
Like a week or so ago, right?
No, it wasn't. It was recent. It was this year. I think it was maybe a couple months ago.
I know she shared the first interracial kiss ever on television with William Shatner.
Did she?
Oh, yeah. And people were so mad at it that time.
Oh, my. That's ridiculous. Why are you mad about that? Oh, my God.
Because people are racist.
Apparently. She died on July 30th of this year. So, yeah, not long ago.
Yeah, that's not long ago.
About over a month ago. Age 89. So, yeah, she was on Star Trek loads. Like I said, I was looking at IMDb and the list was endless on how many Star Trek appearances she made on that show and spin-off films, etc. So, yeah, fun facts about this episode. shout out to Spider-Man, the animated series wiki as well. I always go there to find my fun facts. So thank you, Spider-Man, the animated series wiki, for providing me with all of these little tidbits about these episodes. First little tidbit, little fun fact, is the theater that Blade and Whistler use as their headquarters is shown using the movie You Sans Visage, which translates into English as Eyes Without a Face. And You Sans Visage is a horror movie that was released in 1960. So undoubtedly probably some little John Semper ode there, I would think, that he probably peppered into it.
I've never seen it, never heard of it.
Neither have I, but as we know from chatting with him, he's a big fan of like old school horror movies like the original Fly, and Blade's Hideout had always had like a horror movie playing when we saw it previously in other episodes. In the comics, Blade's mother is named Vanessa Brooks, not Miriam, so they changed that for this show. And that's kind of all I've got for little fun facts. There weren't a ton. So my first question, as always, to you, Bud, is what did you think of this episode?
Ah, I see that spooky season is in the air watching this.
It is, yeah, still going vampire strong. But what did you think?
Well, it's fun to see like more stuff that's kind of like the birthing of the Blade movie series, right? Like,
yeah.
With his mother being a vampire and all this other stuff. I love seeing that. I think that the voice actor who plays Blade is awesome. I just always loved his voice.
Yeah, he's great.
You're a motherfucker! Like, you hear him saying like really cool stuff.
Well, he's like, that's my mother! The way he says, yeah, it's great.
Exactly. And I dig Morbius and all this stuff. Like, it's fun. But I'm looking forward to it being over.
So am I. I've got to say, I like all the characters involved in this story. Like, as you said, Morbius is cool. Blade is cool. I like Black Cat. I like Spider-Man. The villain, being her mom, I didn't really care about. I've got to say, I think this is my least favorite episode that we've come across. What? So far. I didn't enjoy this episode today.
Quite a loud episode. Lots of explosions.
There were tons.
I will say that the editing wasn't very good.
It was so that's in it. It's so choppy and poorly edited together. It's really bad. Like, there's one scene where Blade's like, he's given up, and then Terry Lee's like, "You got to go after."
I know exactly what you're talking about. And then there's a weird like zoom in on his face, right?
Yeah, and then it cuts to him being in the bell tower with Spider-Man and Black Cat and Morbius, and I was like, that was so weird and choppy. And I thought the dialogue and the exposition was really bad. It was like the moment his mom was introduced, she's like, "I need your plasma because I'm going on a really long trip."
And it didn't make sense. I really liked when the laser hit the disco ball and was shooting off of the disco ball and turning people into vampires. Like, that's fucked up. What I don't like is that at the end, it's like, oh, I broke the laser, therefore none of you are vampires anymore.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. And that's my favorite scene of this whole show is, the neogenic recombinator hitting the disco ball. That was awesome.
So they did repeat one shot by flipping it, mirror image.
I saw
there was
that.
This one, like, blonde white dude that gets turned into a vampire.
On his hands and knees,
Yeah, and then 5 seconds later, they show the same exact shot again, but just mirror flip.
Yeah, again, the editing let it down. I thought the animation was crap. Like, the last episode, we were saying that the animation was actually done really well. But this one, I feel like they had the day off and they were like, just you reuse every other scene from other episodes and we'll just make it work. And also, Blade's mum seems to have like endless powers and like abilities as a vampire. I couldn't keep up with, like, she's like, I get green light in my eyes and suddenly I can do what Professor X does. She can
the way they
people.
Fly is so silly to me.
Yeah, they just like levitate, right?
And also, like, Morbius is not like really a classic vampire because he was turned into, like, he's a mutation.
Yeah.
So, like, him being like, I have a telekinetic attachment to Blade's mother is like, why?
Yeah, I know, because you're not made like every
because
other vampire.
The plot calls for it, Spider-Man,
and no other vampire besides Morbius has suction cups on their hands.
I noticed that too. They also had a shot when she's like, I need plasma, and like zoomed in on her teeth as she like moved forward, and I was like, well, why does Morbius have the creepiest fucking thing in the world?
Yeah, and he also has teeth, but he never uses them. And I know that's censorship and that's why they did it. But yeah, for the sake of the plot, it made no sense. And also her whole thing is like, it's quickly established through really poorly written exposition that she wants to turn everyone into vampires. So she's going to find this neogenic recombinator. But I was thinking, can't you just bite a bunch of motherfuckers and like,
also,
turn them?
A fool's goal. Cause then whose plasma are you going to be feeding off of?
Good point. Good point.
At least in that Daybreakers movie where everyone was vampires, they just had like people like blood bags and stuff like
that. Oh man, I forgot about that movie. Do you think that movie still holds up?
I hope it does, because I remember seeing it in theaters and I loved it, but that was 2008. No,
that was when I was
like
that was when I was staying with you, right? In Vermont.
I think I was a teenager at the time, so yeah. But I remember it inspired me to like write my first ever creator owned like idea. And all the stuff, like, I really liked the film. It's got Willem Dafoe in it and stuff.
And to the list, I'm going to watch it again. Yeah, I kind of want to watch that again as well. So, yeah, going back to the episode, the introduction of Blade's mom, her just saying like, I need your plasma to sustain me on a long, long journey, which I thought was really weird and like made me laugh because she just popped out of nowhere and just said this to this guy.
Mm.
And like, what are you making? You're basically telling the guy like, I don't like airplane food, so I'm going to eat you now because I need to sustain myself.
I will say the best part of the episode were the matte background paintings for
Transylvania,
the Eastern European setting.
Yeah, apparently it's Transylvania. I looked it up.
The castle interiors look really good. There's a bit where Blades like enters into the castle, and the backgrounds are really cool.
Yeah.
And they remind me of like Castle Grayskull, like He-Man, because they got like purples and greens and stuff.
Yeah, like Greenstone, I noticed a lot. Yeah, that's true. I did
and
like
the,
that.
And stuff. The town itself looked really cool as well. So I really liked that aspect of it.
Yeah, why didn't Spider-Man go there? It would have been great to see Spidey go there and like crawl through that town and, you know, like that old Eastern European.
I forgot Spider-Man was even in this episode.
Right? So this is my thing. It's basically, it was almost like a backdoor pilot for like a Blade TV series, I feel like, and Spider-Man just happened to be a cameo on his own show. Speaking of Blade's guitar theme is fucking awful. Did you hear it?
No, I don't.
It's like someone warming up. They're just like, there's no rhythm to it. It's like someone just hitting strings and they don't know how to play the guitar. It was so weird and all over the place. And when he appeared and they played that, I was like, ew, like, stop the noise. This sounds bad.
Stop the noise.
What did you think of Blade versus his mum fight? Well, you kind of just said you really liked the castle and how it looked. But I thought that was one of the better bits of this episode.
Yeah, I feel like all the budget went into that like opening scene and then that was it.
Yeah. The fact that there was a newspaper article on Morbius in her cape and that amulet, I was like, what a lazy bit of exposition.
Yes.
Like, she had like a little pocket in her cape that he ripped off. And she found that newspaper, and he found that newspaper. I was like, what? Why is that even a thing? Couldn't he have just gone down to a newsstand and been like, seen?
Yeah, but it gives him motive to go to New York City and also motive for his mother to go to New York City as well.
I guess, but that scene could have been done so differently. She could have seen that newspaper clipping and then been like, I must go. And then Blade comes across her and tries to chase her down, but then he knows where she's going. I don't know. You could have done that differently.
Yeah.
Instead of a newspaper clipping in a cape. Yeah. Like, what is that about?
That was. I did like Blade hanging off of the castle on the gargoyle, though. That was cool.
That was cool. And also, and she had the amulet in her cape. What else has she got? It's like a fucking handbag, that cape. Because he's like, it can't be. And then it cracked me up because he screamed, Mom!
Yeah.
Which was hilarious. Oh, God.
There's a very funny Kingpin thing in here for me, which is, because he's only in it very briefly.
He's only in it for 5 seconds.
His tube. Like, I love how it's, I could see him being in there and like maybe like having an off day and like his stomach just rubs down as it goes down. Everything gets pushed up, and he's like, oh, I need to cut down a bit, mate. Tube's getting a bit tight.
No Smythe either anymore. I miss having Smythe.
Don't you feel like Kingpin seems lost without him? I do.
I do, yeah. And his two-faced gimp is in the hospital now. That was a weird scene as well, how she's just like...
Yeah, didn't have to pay him for any voice role on this episode.
That whole thing, it just hopped around so quickly where she's like, I find this person and then I steal this and then I talk to this person, I steal this. And I was having a hard time even keeping up what she wanted to do and why, because it was cutting so quickly. Yeah, so I didn't think that was very well written or well done.
Also, like, the moment these kids get turned into vampires, they're like, and I am with you forever now. Like, I'm your buddy, let's go fuck them up.
Yeah. Something I always appreciate, but I never say enough in this show, though, is the placement of Spider-Man on walls and ceilings when he's just talking to people. Like, I love how he's not just standing and talking like he used to do in cartoons back in the day. He's always, like, stuck to a wall, hanging upside down on a web. Like, when he's talking to them all in Blade's hideout, he's talking to Whistler and everybody. He's, like, on the side of the wall, like, in a really cool crouching position. I like that. Like, that's fun. They could have done the easy road and just had him standing there talking, but they've animated him more to be like Spider-Man. I think that's cool. Black Cat says that she's interested in catching Morbius because someone close to her had succumbed to vampirism. And if I was Spider-Man, I'd be like, okay, someone close to you. Well, the only vampire that anyone has ever seen in New York is Morbius. So you must be talking about Morbius. Yeah. Therefore, you're fucking Felicia Hardy, aren't you?
Well, I didn't say it happened in New York. It was when I was on holiday.
Also, Blade revealing that Miriam is his mother was just so anti-dramatic. He's just kind of like peels in on his bike with that crappy guitar lick. He's like, wee, 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 wee. And he goes, no, she's my mother. And it was just like, okay, no one reacted or anything. They were just like, all right, sorry, Blade. And it was weird. And then Spider-Man, once that whole thing when like Blade's protecting his mom and he disappears, Spider-Man asks Whistler, he's like, are you okay? And Whistler goes, no, I'm disappointed in Blade.
Yeah, that really cracked me up.
It's just so...
I'm disappointed.
It's not like this show, man. And I don't want to complain too much because this show is great and we obviously review it because it is great. But I did feel like this was kind of... This is why I didn't like it that much. It was such a lazy episode. I felt like it was just, I don't know, really rushed or something just wasn't right about it. Like all the other episodes, they feel more fleshed out. My girlfriend was watching and asked if the voice of Whistler was the voice of Voldemort. And I was like, no, it's this guy named Oliver Moorhead. And then I heard him speak again.
Ralph Fiennes came on. Just the famous, you know, he took a break from filming Schindler's List. Come on and do this bit role. As
you know what, though? I closed my Whistler. Eyes and I was like, I hear it. Like, I can hear Ralph Fiennes. I could hear what she was thinking when she said that.
Perhaps so, they went to the same private school.
Yeah, but I also said it definitely not him because he's not that bad of an actor. Like, I'm sorry, but Oliver Moorhead is not a very good voice actor for Whistler.
He's great in other things.
Yeah, as I said, for Whistler in this voice acting, he's not great.
It's only because we know Whistler's like a cool, like, southern guy that's going to beat you up.
He was also, he was a bit of an incel in this because when he asked...
Oh, Blade, he has a really creepy line at the end.
So here it is, yeah? What is the attraction you women have to vampires?
Yeah.
What am I missing? Fangs, maybe? And I'm like, oh, you're such that nice guy creep that, like, why not me? Why can't I, like, I'm not a vampire. I'm a nice guy. I thought that was such a dated reference.
Yeah.
Did you notice that Blade touching Terry Lee's face in like the creepiest way possible at one point? He's apologizing.
Yeah, but they're
to her.
Like, they have a history though, right?
I know, but he sees her and he just starts stroking her face for like a good second or two, bud. And then she slaps his hand away. But he just reaches out and he's just in mid sentence and he's like, Terry, I just wanted to tell you that she's my mom. And he's just stroking her cheek. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, again, well, the animation.
I like when Terry Lee, I like the animation that she's like completely like bawling at the end, but the voice acting is her not crying at all.
That's what I have in my notes.
So weird.
It's like she's a sociopath or something. They're like, are you okay, Terry? Tears are coming out of her eyes. And she's like,
yeah, buddy, I'm doing great.
I'm fine. Yeah, it was weird. Harry Osborn finding the Spidey mask, that was probably one of my favorite bits of this episode as well.
Yes, that was cool,
discovering that Peter Parker and Spider-Man are the same person. I like that little flashback as well of him remembering another time that he went into the bedroom and the window was open. Yeah, and
felt very Raimi, didn't it?
It felt very Raimi. Yeah. More bone crunching noises and screams in this episode when Miriam is transforming people into vampires. A few of those noises came through again. I was like, this show uses that way more than I remember.
A lot of mutations in this show.
There are a lot of mutations. The animation of everyone dancing in the nightclub was also hilarious. Did you notice?
It's so funny. I'm happy you noticed all the same things that I noticed.
They're like South Park characters.
They're bobbing. I think they might just be pieces of paper moving up and down.
Yeah, they're like South Park characters, right? Yeah. Like, it was terrible. Yeah, I noticed that. That was really funny. One bit I liked, as we've already mentioned, is obviously the Recombinator hitting the disco ball. That was definitely a highlight this episode. And yeah, Terry Lee, like, as well, she's a bit weird because she's mad at Blade for being gone, but then like kisses him loads and is like, okay, he's back now. But then he goes again, but he's never like, Terry Lee, I've come back to you. Like, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to make this right. He just comes back. And she's like, oh, okay, I forgive you. And then he leaves again. And she's all crying. And is it going to happen again? Is it like a really abusive also, relationship?
She's like sitting on the curb with Spidey and they're like, ah, we're the Lonely Hearts Club. So has Spidey been like, by the way, sometimes I occasionally bang the black cat. Right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, because they do wallow in their singleness at the end, don't they? They're yeah. kind of just like, oh, woe is me. When Black Cat said to Spider-Man, I've learned with great power comes a greater responsibility. Do you think Spider-Man was thinking, Aunt May, is that you? Like, are you the Black Cat?
She also talks about that at the beginning of the episode as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first line of like the show, she's like, I never knew like so much power would come with so much responsibility. And I was like, oh, that's fun. But then when at the end, when she's like, power and responsibility, I was like, all right, like, are you trying to bookend this or something? Because that's not the way to do it.
Or do you think Spider-Man's just like, I love you. I love you so much. That's my favorite phrase. I say that all the time. Marry me now.
Yeah, he just like immediately like grabs her and starts making out with her.
She's like, no, what? What are you doing?
That's the only thing that can get me hard and combo.
You found a way to sneak
in. Quoting my dead uncle.
Oh, God. I found it interesting that she told Spider-Man that I love you, but then she met up with Morbius and she's like, my love, I love you. And I was just like, you are confused, but she chose Morbius, right? Like, that's who she chose in the end. I think, yeah, at least.
You can love more than one person?
Yeah, but she chose to be with Morbius at the end, right? Like, she was like,
I don't know. Oh, 100%, yeah.
And I kind of liked the team up. I was like, I'd rather watch a show, which is Black Cat.
I want to watch Black Cat, Blade, and yeah,
and Morbius
hunting down vampires.
I think that would be awesome. That sounds like a great little team. Yeah. And then Spider-Man swings away at the end of the episode with thoughts of Mary Jane and Black Cat. And that is the end of the episode. So, yeah. I think it was an okay episode, but
it had its moments.
It had its moments, but I can't remember not liking one as much as I did watching this. Maybe my memory's not serving me right, but I've been surprised by some of the episodes of this show that I thought I was gonna hate.
I think the last time Blade was on it, we discussed that we didn't like it very much. So maybe we just don't like the Blade episodes.
I thought we liked some of the Blade stuff from what I remember, but maybe you're right.
I like his green lightsaber.
Yeah, I like his sword too. But
I get the sword because it's a green lightsaber to chop people up with. But why does his bowcaster? Why is the like the thread on it electric? Like that doesn't make any sense. Like he has like a lightsaber thread. Like every time he pull it back, he just keep chopping his fingers off.
If anything, the arrow should be the lightsaber.
Yeah, like what is that gonna do?
Because the arrow is the sharp.
Gun having a trigger that's like a lightsaber. Doesn't make any sense.
That's true. That's amazing. Yeah, it's weird. But we had the Blade toy because of this show. I remember that Blade toy very well when we were kids. Yeah. That was a cool toy.
His red shirt.
And his gray gloves.
Very red shirt on.
Yeah, and then he had gray gloves and gray boots. And then
his whole face was like, ah!
Yeah, like someone kicked him right in the nuts. Speaking of things of kicking in the nuts and stuff that isn't allowed, should we do some Censor the Whip?
Yep.
Yep.
This is a joke, right? Oh, this is not a joke. Hey, I got First Amendment rights.
We just amended them.
Wait a minute. Looks like I was mistaken.
Nothing personal, Webhead.
Well, isn't this the story of my life? So, you don't like names, huh? Well, that's bad, Frog Face. Because to me, you're nothing but a two-bit, no-account, second-rate sewer breath baboon with the brain of a pigeon and the face of an eel.
Stop it!
All right, so as...
Why did you love it, though? How enthusiastic do you want me to be about doing censorship?
Well, no, but it was just such a long pause, and then you...
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, so for anyone that doesn't know, this show had a lot of censors to abide by, like most shows of its time. Like, no shooting bullets, no showing blood, no using the word blood, no using the words kill, death, or die, no children in peril, no broken glass, and my favorite, no harming pigeons. So, first bit of thing that I noticed is that Peter says blood a few times when referring to the creation of Morbius, which I think is allowed because it's scientific. It's not used out of anger or, like, out of aggression. But anyway, I had to point it out. When escaping the nightclub, Miriam blasts a stained glass window open. We see the glass shatter everywhere when she blasts it open. So that's definitely something that they were supposed to abide by and not show broken glass. And then finally, it's the first appearance that I've noticed of pigeons in this show, which is the main reason I did this segment. At the end, pigeons are seen flying past the screen as Spider-Man swings through them, and he narrowly misses them as well as he's like narrating in his head. There's like a whole flock of pigeons, and he just goes swinging through the middle of them, and they're all like, "All right, buddy, like fucking watch out! I'm flying here." I went real New York there.
Hey, I'm flying over here.
And that is all the censorships that I noticed. If you notice any other censorships of the show or any other thoughts on this episode, please be sure to write us at stas podcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on all the socials at stas podcast. Let us know what you think of this episode. Is it one of your favorites? Did you not like it as much as we did, or I did? Because I don't know if I can speak for you there, but it's not the best episode, that's for sure.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was all right. All right, give me a friendly neighborhood quiz game theme tune.
Friendly neighborhood quiz game.
So fast these days. You don't enjoy it anymore. You used to really... Here we go.
Yeah. Clap your hands. It's a friendly neighborhood quiz game, baby. And I'm gonna play it with my brother on a poker.
Look at my smile. That was way better. I loved it.
Take it back to the bridge.
That was fun. That's a cool little theme. I like that. Good jingle. All right. Question one for you, bud. What is the name of Felicia's cat?
Funnily enough, I've written that down because that was going to be my quiz question to you. Its name is Bojums.
It's Bojums, and it's such a great name. I love Bojums.
Bojums.
What is the name of the nightclub where Blade's mum has her secret basement hideout?
It's the name of the film thing that
the
John
what?
Semper likes.
No.
Oh.
No, the nightclub at the end where it hits the disco ball, it says it all over the place. There's like,
oh, God.
They show the name like four or five times.
I didn't see it.
Okay, it's called The Dungeon is the name of the nightclub. Ooh, spooky. And then question three, what terrible quip does Blade say when he throws the sunlight grenade at the vampires?
Something about afterlife.
Yeah,
it cracked me up. It was like, this should end your afterlife or something. What is it?
She doesn't use the word lives, but she says like something like that, and then he pulls the pin on it. Oh, she says like, let's make them all vampires, and he pulls the pin and he goes, not on your afterlife. And I was bravo for the cheesiest action movie line right there. That is amazing. And that's a friendly neighborhood quiz game. I can only get three questions.
That's the end of our quiz game. Yeah, that is the end. That is the end of our quiz game. It's the end. It's the end.
Oh, God. The microphone can't pick up on those tones you're doing. It just sounds like you're underwater there. That was weird.
I was trying to make it really painful towards the end.
It was painful.
Just being like, wrap it up!
Shut the fuck up!
The end of the game!
All right. Final segment of the day is what
did
you're doing.
You have fun?
Oh, stop it. Stop it. What are you doing with your life? Let's talk about it. What are you
sweating?
What are you over the last week? What you watched?
Yeah, sweating over the last week. What have I been doing with my life? I've been watching Mad Men. Been drinking too much alcohol. I've been working, and that's about it.
Great. Well, you told me
I've been listening to classical music as a shower.
Oh yeah, that's right. You have been. You told me to watch the show Hannibal, and I've been watching Hannibal, which I've been really enjoying. And that's a great show and something that I tried watching when it came out. And I remember being like, not for me. And then I was watching it this time around. And watching this time around, I was like, this show is great. What the fuck was I talking about?
Like, I was the same exact way. I stopped watching it because I was like, there's plenty of better stuff on. And now I'm watching it now being like, this is one of the best shows I'm seeing on TV currently.
Yeah, it's really good. And Mads Mikkelsen is an amazing Hannibal. I think he's really good. And I, as you said, the prosthetics for the murders and the murder sequences are amazing. They are so some of the best I've ever seen. They are gruesome.
They are very gruesome.
I watched the movie called Samaritan with Sylvester Stallone on Amazon Prime, which was like Amazon being like, let's hop on this superhero trend that everyone's talking about, which they have been for the last like 15 years. And let's make one of our own. And nothing new brought to the table, and just like the crappiest, most obvious reveal at the end, which I told you about. And spoilers if you haven't seen this, but the whole movie is focused on these two superpowered beings, both of them twins, and they had this big fight because they were called Samaritan and Nemesis. And apparently Nemesis died and Samaritan secretly lived. And this boy in the future finds him, and he's his biggest fan, which is Sylvester Stallone, and he's a garbage man, and he like goes around, he just picks things out of the garbage, and he just makes things out of garbage.
I'm That's a Samaritan in sanitation. I'm a good sanitation man.
And then the like this gang gets involved, and they find this weapon that the bad guy made, and then at the end, there's this big showdown between Sylvester Stallone and this bad guy who's wearing the mask of his dead brother, the bad guy. And so Stallone goes, you keep on calling me the good guy, but I'm actually the bad guy. And he just yells it out. And I'm like, yep, that's obvious. And they cut to when they had their big fight years ago. And the worst CG aging I've ever seen on Sylvester Stallone's face. Like, it looks like someone did it in Microsoft Paint. It was fucking awful. And it was just crap. Like, it was silly crap. So, yep, don't watch that. If you're thinking about it, I recommend not doing that. And then the final things I've been watching, I rewatched a film I haven't seen in a while called From Hell, which is based on the Alan Moore graphic novel about Jack the Ripper with Johnny Depp. My girlfriend's never seen it, so we watched that the other day, and that was quite fun and an interesting watch. Spoilers, Bilbo is Jack the Ripper, which is really
weird. That's a big spill. That's huge spoilers.
It's really weird. And then, yeah, I've been watching Batman the Animated Series because we started doing the show, and I was just like, I love this show. So I've been watching some of that as well.
You're cheating on us.
I'm cheating on you. Well, we're not going to be able to do episodes until we finish out Spider-Man, this podcast. So, yeah, I mean, as we said on the other one, we're going to do a Halloween episode, aren't we, with On Leather Wings, and then a Christmas with the Joker this year, and then we'll start next year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me, bud. That's all I'm watching. That's all I'm doing. Is there anything else you want to add before we jet off?
I've been playing a lot of Battlefield 5, is it? The World War II one? And it's been fun because my wife likes to watch me play it because I like to be a sniper in it. So she'll be like, there's a guy over there. And then like, I'll shoot the guy and we have good times together with that.
Oh, you know what you should probably do that you plugged on the Batman one, but just in case.
Oh, yes. I have a book coming out.
You have a book coming out.
September 13th.
I want to say 13th or 15th.
In September.
13th. It's next week. It's a week.
Next week.
Yeah, so it's Tuesday. Yeah, it's New Comic Book Day is Tuesday, right? Or is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday, but I think DC does theirs on Tuesdays because they have a different...
release schedule?
They have a different people that print their books because of... they left Diamond after... well, not Diamond. Fuck's sake. What am I trying to say? During the pandemic, DC... Remember how Marvel shut down because the company that printed comic books shut down? So they're like, we can't print anything. DC said, no, fuck that. And they found out a way. They found Penguin. Penguin now prints their books. And they're like, oh, well, we can release these whenever we want. And they're like, fuck it, let's do it a day early.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's probably a smart idea because, like, people are going to go in the store to pick up their DC books, right? And then they'll be like, my Marvel books don't come out till tomorrow. So am I going to come back tomorrow? Maybe. Maybe I'll just pick them up next week.
Good point.
Pretty good fucking idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea. Okay, so either the 13th or the 14th, most likely the 13th after that story.
Yes, Batman Urban Legends issue 19, drawn 22 pages by me and a plethora of other artists.
Your first professional Batman job.
My first professional Batman work, and I would say the greatest bit of art I've ever done in my career.
Yes, I can't wait for these pages to come out. I'm definitely going to be buying that as well, because I want to own this one. Because
mine's coming in the post today. I had an email from DC.
Oh, no shit. Oh, awesome. Oh, okay, cool. You going to get extra cappies?
Not for you.
Damn it!
Yes, I'll give you a copy. Hey. No, I might need them. I can sell them in Dubai, so...
And we're going to see the Jurassic World exhibit this week, aren't we, in London?
Yes, I sadly have to spend a weekend with my brother, which I'm really not looking forward to.
Now I'm going to poison your food.
I plan to fart on all his sofa pillows.
What, get pink eye?
Seriously. No, so you can get pink eye.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't want pink eye.
Like, but I got pink eye. I'd be like, I don't know how that happened.
Piece of shit. All right, well.
He's a fart.
That is the end of this episode. The next one is, I think, when Harry Osborn turns into the Green Goblin. So I'm looking forward to that one. I like that. I like when Harry picks up the mantle of his dad and has those visions. I think that's a good episode. So I'm glad to be done with the vampire stuff of this show. I think it kind of outstayed its welcome.
So that's it. No more Morbius or Black Cat come back at all?
I know Black Cat does, but I think that is it. Yeah,
because we get into the Nazi stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure she's in those, but she definitely comes back. I can't remember when. Like, was it Secret Wars? She comes back? I'm not sure. She definitely comes back, but yeah.
And the show really ends with a bang, doesn't it? Think about this. We have 17 episodes or 18 episodes left, and there's still so many huge ones that are in my vision as being like the best of the series has yet to even happened.
Yeah, we haven't had Captain America yet, have we? We've been dying to get to that for years.
Secret Wars, we haven't even had the Spider-Verse stuff yet.
Yeah, which is the last episodes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to those. Yeah, you got Madam Web coming back. This season is just kind of, it's definitely the weakest season out of all of them so far, I feel like, this season. It just hasn't had that same feel that the others have had.
Like, yeah, I miss MJ, man.
Yeah, me too. You're right. And I think
there's a lot of like focusing on other stuff in the Spider-Man universe than the core.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to moving on to those episodes that we know and love and we haven't seen in a long time. So we will continue doing that. We're going to do this every week. The plan is to do this every week for the remainder of the year because each episode will be coming out each week, as we've only got 17 episodes left and 17 weeks left in the year. So keep on coming
Merry
back.
Merry Christmas is coming!
Let's do Halloween. Halloween first. Come on.
La, 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 la.
No, this is way la, too la, early. La,
it is September 6th and I sing Christmas songs to you. Hey!
No, stop it. You stop that. Oh, God. Well, that's all the time we've got for this week. Join us next time where we'll continue talking all things Spider-Man, the animated series. Until then, I've been Alex Robson.
And I've been Will Robson. Yeah!
And remember, with a great podcast comes great recordability. Goodbye.
A swippity swip swip. It's garbage, and I hate it, and I hate you for liking it.
Hey, that's so mean.
I really dislike you now.
Should we keep it ambiguous? Like, no one knows. Like, we're actually, it's like a big deal.
You disgusted me. If people knew what you were just doing and what you're currently enjoying, you would be cancelled on the spot.
I would be, yeah.
It's a disgusting drink.
Actually, I think it's delicious. I think it's better than the American version.
Oh, my God. You've changed.
Changed, man. I've gotten more British.
I should be drinking a fucking cup of tea.
Ew. No. That's gross. Do you drink tea?
Of course I drink tea. I have a cup of tea every morning.
Oh, yeah, you used to have that green tea obsession, didn't you?
I need to get back at that, because when I drank green tea regularly, I was a skinny man. I stopped, and now I'm...
If you really think that's going to make you skinny, then you sound like one of those conspiracy diet theories.
It helps.
Yeah, okay, maybe it helps a little, but it doesn't. It's not going to make you... You're not going to drink it, and then 6 months later be like, I'm skinny, and I've done nothing but drink green tea.
You know what? After this is done, I'm gonna have some green tea.
Okay. Let's
you know what? I'm going to put in a request from my lovely chef. Wife. I think she's eating lunch. Let's see.
Oh, she sat down to enjoy herself.
Dearest wife, I'm messaging.
I'm leaving you.
Today. I'm messaging you today as I have a... What's the word I'm looking for?
Anchoring?
I have a anchoring.
I thought you were the writer here.
For a certain beverage. I apologize.
You haven't even told her what it is yet.
That you are currently enjoying your lunch. But as you know, my needs come first. Here is my request.
Are you actually typing this, or are you just saying it out loud? You are? Oh my God. Amazing.
Here is my request. I require a glass of iced water with a green tea bag.
You have iced green tea?
Don't do it on a hot day like this, yes.
Right.
If you could fetch this for me in a quick manner, you shall be rewarded with the love and embrace of a wonderful husband, a wonderful provider, and...
That's where you've lost her. She can be like, yeah,
a wonderful... lover. Kisses. Your big fat husband.
So now we've got to wait, right? Because we're not going to start podding, and then she's going to come in and bring you green tea. So now you're causing delays because you need...
She's
to
typing. Help. She's typing.
I would love if it just got... It came back with fuck off.
To the husband it may concern. Fuck off!
Yes!
Sincerely, yes. Wife, .. That's for now. Oh, that's brilliant.
Absolutely incredible. I love that so much. God, she's great. Brilliant.
I know she's going to bring it to me.
I know she will. I know, but that's just brilliant. I do that sometimes when I'm requested to bring or make something, and I just throw up a little guilt trip. Like, I do all these things just in the kitchen, and now you've... And I almost make her feel like she's got to get up and make it, and then I'm like, I'll do it. She's like, oh, you tricked me.
Well, that sounds manipulative.
Manipulative.
Nice dodge.
Thank you. This lemonade.
Fuck that lemonade.
I mean, this beverage we don't want people to know about.
Settled it for me, listeners. What's better? British lemonade, which is carbonated and cloudy. Or American lemonade.
Not leading on at all.
Homemade, sweet. Reminds you of kids trying to make a dollar to buy, you know, the latest game they want or something like that. It's a beautiful, beautiful drink.
It's 1999.
Oh my goodness.
That's very kind. In a Starbucks cup as well, you fancy bitch.
Yeah, we got the ones that you
reuse.
You bring into the store and you save, like, I don't know, like 10p or something like that.
Yeah, but that's good. Saving the planet as well.
We had pumpkin spice lattes the other day, and I had the iced one.
This is the most... This is the whitest conversation we've ever had on this podcast.
Have you ever just had the iced one? Like, not like the frat, but just iced?
Yeah, man. It's what I go
I for. Haven't.
That's what
was,
I go for.
Oh, it was really good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
With real cream and real milk.
When you come and stay with me, I have some pumpkin spice syrup and I can make us pumpkin spice iced coffees.
It won't be the same.
Oh, fuck you. How about like, oh, that's nice, bud.
Thank I'll try it. I'll try it, but I ain't going to promise I'm going to like
it. Oh, it's just so difficult. Should we, now you've got your fucking green tea, Your Majesty, should we get going?
Ah, yes. The taste of a fish.
The fish?
Yeah, it's got a bit of a fish taste to it, green tea.
And you hate fish?
I hate fish.
I can't unwrap this. I don't have time to unwrap this. Let's get going.
Dearest brother, I am writing you today to inform you that I no longer want to have any relations with you due to your drink of choice, a cloudy British lemonade that is fizzy. I am cancelling this podcast along with our planned new podcast, Batman the Animated Series Podcast 1, because it is the number one podcast in the world.
Only on 20, you son of a
Yours
bitch.
Truly, your former brother.
Former?
Big Fat Brother.
So you're still called Big Fat Brother, even though you're not my brother anymore.
Big Fat Husband and Big Fat former brother. wishing to be former Big Fat one day. this morning I was like, I gotta take control.
My letter to you. Dearest former brother, fuck off.
Plagiarism will not be appreciated.
Sincerely, your former brother who looks skinnier standing next to you.
Formerly Fat Brother.
Kisses. Oh, God. All right, fucking let's get going.
All right.
Jesus. In 3, 2, 1. Hello, Webheads.
Webheads! Flip, 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 flip.
All right, I'm going to go again.
Oh, I thought you were actually just going to keep that.
No, I'm not going to do that because if it's someone's first thing and that's what they hear, no.
If someone's first thing is like the 18th to last show, then they can fuck off.
Hey, we'd be nice to new people. We welcome all new people.
Hey, are you new? Fuck you. Where you been? Doing this for years.
Where you been? Where have you been? All right, here we go. 3. God, keep a straight face now, son of a bitch. You bastard.
I'm not doing nothing.
Got a time crunch today. All right, here we go.